I believe it's priced right, even though we've had no offers, even though we've had no showings. I'm not going to give it away. You know I'm in no hurry. You know we don't have to sell. It appraised for more than this. I paid for more than this. To a buyer, none of that matters. Not any of that. A seller says I'm in no hurry. It doesn't matter to a buyer. All it does matter, does the price match the features based on any other competing property in the marketplace in that area? The other choices the buyer has, does the property compete well? The buyers will be the judge of that. And sellers, if you will, who say, well, I know I'm not priced wrong. We've had no showings in 3, 4, 5, 6 months. You can see it on the MLS report. Some properties have been out there for months, and the seller is sometimes saying, I know I'm not priced wrong. We just need the right buyer. Well, if nobody's showing up, but they're looking at the property online, they're not showing up for a reason. And then look at the other properties going under contract in the area, and you can see that buyers are actually putting houses under contract. But if they're not even coming to a property, they're essentially voting online and saying, nope, price and the features don't match compared to what they can get in the marketplace. So if a seller finds themselves making those statements that, I know it's priced right, I'm not going to give it away. For what it's worth, it, you know, it's possibly a loss of objectivity. Seller set the price, and seller believes they've also set the value. That's the buyer's job. And our goal with sellers is really to be coachable. When the marketplace tells us we're too high, there's going to be certain things that occur. Nobody shows up, or very few people show up, or they show up, they get back in the car, and they drive away. Or the online hit counts through the MLS are really low for the price point in the area. In the digital age, we as realtors can really tell when buyers are voting against a property. Or if 11 people make an offer on it, we know possibly it was underpriced. There's a lot of good ways to read the marketplace, and this conversation we're having here is simply about, is it priced right? And again, sellers feel one way, buyers feel another way, and just to, as long as both parties, the seller and the buyer, look at it objectively, then it's a healthy exchange. So, thank you for listening.